From Radio Deutsche Welle, welcome to Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello, I'm Paul Bendereau. There's an old German saying that people always tease the ones they love. In German, it's was sich liebt, das neckt sich, which somehow has more of a ring to it than the English translation. Well, in 1882, Johann Strauss used the saying as the title for a new French polka. The was liebt sich, das neckt sich polka was a collection of melodies from his latest operetta, Der lustige Krieg, The Happy War, arranged as dance music, and Was sich liebt, neckt sich, a French polka by Johann Strauss the Younger, performed by the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Alfred Walter. People always tease the ones they love, is the translation of that old German aphorism. And when Strauss gave his new polka that title, he had no idea it would be taken as further proof that his own marriage was on the rocks. Not that any further proof was really needed. It seems that Lily Strauss was having an affair with Franz Steiner, director of the Theater an der Wien. Now, to Strauss, this must have been either bittersweet or galling, as many of his works had premiered at that very same theater. He continued to work, however, and the divorce, combined with a new musical success, the operetta Eine Nacht in Venedig, A Night in Venice, finally put an end to all the scandals and gossip. About 100 years earlier, another rumour was going around Vienna. The Austrian Emperor Joseph II is said to have drawn Mozart's attention to a story about a confirmed old bachelor who had made a bet with 2 young officers that their brides would not withstand a test of their faithfulness. The young men were told to disguise themselves, and then each should try to win the heart of the other one's beloved. Unfortunately, we don't know what happened in real life, but we do know that in the opera, the young men, once so confident of their girlfriend's fidelity, eventually lose the bet, which is what the initiator of the bet had predicted in the first place, saying, "Così fan tutte," women are all the same. Not exactly politically correct, but fabulous music nevertheless. And clothed in such beautiful melodies as this, Ferrando's impassioned courtship would be hard to resist.
Oh, no.
Tenor Hans-Peter Blochwitz, accompanied by the Vienna Philharmonic, singing Un'aura amorosa from Mozart's opera Così fan tutte. The conductor was James Levine. While on the subject of love, marriage and music, one particularly famous marriage of exceptional musicians can't go unmentioned, that of Clara and Robert Schumann. The genius of Robert Schumann was not fully appreciated during his lifetime. Clara, for her part, was already a celebrated virtuoso by the age of 20. She was also a gifted composer, but that side of her work was barely recognized. It was her playing that people were interested in. After her husband's death in 1856, Clara was revered for another 40 years as both pianist and teacher. 1996 is the 100th anniversary of Clara Schumann's death, and in honor of her memory, let's listen to some of her favorite music. The suite of 13 pieces for piano called Kinderszenen, Scenes from Childhood, was written by her husband. Here are numbers 3 and 5, entitled Haschemann and Glück ist genug. Martha Argerich is the pianist. Martha Argerich played two pieces from Robert Schumann's piano suite Kinderszenen. Our next selection comes from the pen of the Spaniard Joaquin Rodrigo. In the 1920s, Rodrigo became internationally known and loved for his Concerto de Aranjuez for guitar and orchestra. This was the work that made the composer, who was blind from the age of 3, an overnight success. Rodrigo was as popular as a pop musician and, at the same time, a highly respected musicologist. His music is clearly characterized by its Spanish origins, even when the guitar is not the solo instrument, as you can hear, for example, in his Concerto Serenata. Here, it's the harp that's in the limelight. Thank you. third movement of Joaquin Rodrigo's Concerto Serenata for Harp and Orchestra. The soloist, Catherine Michel, was accompanied by the National Orchestra of the Monte Carlo Opera, conducted by Antonio de Almeida. After that brief dalliance with Rodrigo's Spanish concert music, we return now to operetta, the meat and potatoes of our show, with the next course being served up in the form of a piece by Nico Dostal. After completing his music studies, Dostal found work as a copyist and arranger at a publishing house in Berlin. The great advantage of this being that he got first-hand exposure to the music scores of his famous colleagues, which stood him in good stead when he came to write his own operettas. He quickly achieved great popular success, with his works playing to full houses. One of his operettas was called Die Vielgeliebte, the much-loved one, whereby the one who was so greatly loved was not a woman, but an academic study of the Gobi Desert. The clever young author of the work uses the cover page to entice his jealous young sweetheart towards a happy end. And here she is, the hoodwinked one, singing Du nur bist das Glück meines Lebens, you alone are my life's great joy. Here the voice of Erika Kurt, accompanied by the Berlin Symphony Orchestra under the baton of the composer himself.
Ich ersehe dich als Zuhause.
voice of Erica Court. Well, today we've had just about everything, from famous marriages in music to an academic study of the Gobi Desert. So now it's time for an all-time favourite. One of the melodies that almost everybody knows. The Radetzky March by Johann Strauss the Elder. And this choice is no accident, as it's the tradition that on every New Year's Day, when the Vienna Philharmonic gives its famous concert, the Radetzky March is always the last piece on the programme. But why wait till New Year's when you can hear that irresistible melody, just made to clap along to, right now, with the Vienna Philharmonic conducted by Carlos Kleiber. Melody Time was compiled by Barbara Anders and produced by Rick Falker, with the able assistance of studio engineer Jan Eisenberg. I'm Paul Benderow. Thanks for listening, and do join us again in our next Melody Time, a presentation of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.